taking it back from the stage for a little bit, we have with us...
Aymara Lynn.
Volunteer organizer for the Not in Our Name project. Welcome.
Thank you.
And we have also with Aymara, Joe, a conscientious objector. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you for being with us here. So what brings you out here today?
Well, I'm here with the Not in Our Name project, and we had a really live contingent with globe flags and Loco Bloco and drummers. It was really exciting. What we're working on right now is the anti-militarism project, and part of the reason that I'm personally out here in the streets is because of everything that's going on. This is the most frightening time that I've ever lived through, and I really feel that there's a need for people to be pushing their resistance one step further than they're used to being, you know, continually. Each of us, I think, in the last 2 years have had to step up our resistance in ways that maybe we never imagined possible before.
And Joe, we have, what branch of the military?
The Army National Guard.
The National Guard?
Yes.
And how difficult of a decision was it for you to decide to be a conscientious objector?
It was difficult because I looked at the American way as being able to stand up to your country and kill if you have to. That's the way I was brought up, with a lot of machismo, being Puerto Rican and being just Latino. You're brought up with that kind of attitude that you're supposed to stand up for your rights. So I was like a cookie cutter, the perfect soldier, following orders, never thought about it. I was more like a robot than a human being. But and then what really turned me around was the folk actually saying that this war is not justice, this is not a just war. And I started looking around and I'm saying, I got a gun and a rifle in my hand, but I can't use it. I can't just kill another human being for oil, for empire. This is not right what America is doing. America has to be stopped. It has to be stopped today.
Are you still an active member? I understand that you're absent without leave, but are you still, I guess that means that you still are an active member. How was it for you? Have you gotten in a lot of lack for your position? Have you gotten in any kind of trouble for it?
I haven't received any notice because I'm from a different state and I moved out west. But I heard about Not in Our Name about 3 months ago. I heard about them in the last protest a year ago, but I really wasn't paying much attention. I was afraid to actually stand up. I didn't know that the community would support me, that there were other people out there who will stand up for me if I stand up for myself. And I just want to tell every GI out there to not follow those orders. If they feel the orders are unjust, the community will support them. I am here. Not in the Name is here. Veterans for Peace is here.
And
thank you so much.
I just was wondering, what is awaiting you in terms of legal action against what you've done? Have you heard anything? Or
yes, I called my unit, one of my officers, because I was such a rogue, a drone. He liked me a lot, and he said that I might be able to get 2 months to 3 months if I turn myself in, or I might not do any time because it was the National Guard.
Are you in contact with other conscientious objectors?
I know a few, but not many.
What about, let me ask you, what has been the cost to you? Have your friends and family been able to deal with this, or how have they dealt with it?
My family, most of them have shunned me. They think I'm a coward for not standing up for this country. It's really hard, especially the only one that really support me that I care is my little brother, because he luckily has a scholarship, so he doesn't have to join the military. But there's a lot of poor families out there, like I did. I joined for school. They pulled me out of school. They put a 9mm in my hand for the airport duty, and I was seeing the way the regular citizens in the United States was getting harassed and complaining at the airport, because I was one of them harassing them because it was my orders and I was following it. But people around the world don't see that people have been going on for decades. People are getting harassed by their government, by their military, and it has to stop.
Thank you very much. All the power to you. Aymara, I just wanted to ask you a question. This anti-military campaign that you guys are involved in, what are you actually doing in Bay Area and in the schools in Oakland?
Well, right now what we're trying to do is finish up our anti-militarism curriculum that we can take out to Oakland schools. We also have been working on an opt-out flyer to help for students to sign themselves, but also to be able to pass out to each other. Part of what's going on right now with the No Child Left Behind Act is 4,000 students' names were given up last semester by the Oakland School District, because the government is basically saying that if you don't give up these names to us, we're not going to give you funding. And so we also feel like it's really, really important for these kids to have a way to stand up and say, with an individual act of resistance, to say, I'm not going to be a part of your war machine. There's a war going on at home. I'm going to fight it here, going over somebody somewhere else to kill, you know, kids who basically live in situations that are not that different from mine, being sent off to be the cops of the world. That's not what I want to do. I'm throwing my lot in with the rest of the world.
Thank you so much. That's Amara Lynn, the volunteer organizer for the Not In Our Name Project. And we also spoke with Joe, who is a conscientious objector. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Amara.